This time on Culture Vile, we're celebrating Little Christmas, the end of the 12 days of Christmas, Nullag na mBan, as we say here in Ireland, or Befana, as Ireland's top Italian restaurateur Giorgio Cesari likes to call it. We went to Giorgio's latest restaurant, Marcel's, in Dublin, to hear the treatment we can expect this evening at the hands of the Befana, as well as about some of the night's special dishes, and to have a possibly more serious culinary epiphany about the correct use of panettone.
Hello, welcome to Marcel. Please come in. Table for two.
Well, home is near Milano, just outside Milano, in a beautiful town where the main square was designed by Leonardo da Vinci, so beautiful historic old town. And Christmas Day was very, very important, obviously. We always went to the Christmas midnight mass, you know, the night before. In Italy, the law is different. The bars are open, especially that night, so they're waiting for people to leave mass to offer them a slice of panettone and a glass of Prosecco. So it's quite late by the time you go to bed. And in the morning, we don't really have the Santa Claus tradition per se. We call it baby Jesus, Gesù Bambino. What did Gesù Bambino bring you? I don't know literally why that is, but we obviously have visuals of Santa Claus everywhere, you know, thanks to the media. New Year's Eve was obviously a big celebration, but more for adults. We didn't really feel it as children. And then the 6th of January came. We don't call it Little Christmas, we call it Epifania, Epiphany. Epiphany literally means 12 days since Christmas, and that's literally what it is. And Epifania is a Befana. It's represented visually as a Befana. A Befana is a friendly witch. She may not look friendly in visual representation, but she is a friendly witch who traditionally flies on a broomstick and delivers black coal to bad children and white candies to good children. The reality is everybody gets black coal in forms of a candy color with some sort of caramel, because occasionally everybody has been bad during the year in children view. So therefore, everybody gets black coal, good and bad children. She flies on a broomstick, because back to a legend. In the Christian tradition, she was a housewife, an old lady, who her house was on the path of the three kings going to honor Jesus when he was born. And they stopped in her house, and she was very kind and gave them food and something hot to drink on their path to the walk. They invited her to follow them to see baby Jesus, and she refused because she had too much homework to do. When they left, she was really, really sorry over a bad decision, and she spent the rest of her life trying to find the three kings and the baby Jesus. And therefore, every house she started this long walk looking for baby Jesus. She never found him. She's still looking for him. That's the belief. And she had little gift for every house that she encountered on a path where there was a child, because that child could have been baby Jesus. That's the believer tradition. There is another tradition, the agnostic tradition, the non-believer tradition, which I do prefer. The Befana, the old witch, symbolizes Mother Earth, the soil. The soil at the end of the year is tired, there's nothing left, there's no minerals, nothing left. And the little gifts are the seeds. The seeds will give new life to the soil, so it's a new beginning. And I do prefer this. Although I am a believer, I prefer the non-believer legend. La Befana also symbolizes the end of all festivities, so it's the day where you stop overeating and overindulging in gluttony and start your sort of healthy regime.
Okay, guys, coming in, two soup, two pork, four salmon, three goat, and a foie gras. Followed by five venison, three cake, three chicken, lamb, sides.
Yeah. But really, the original panettone is so beautifully fragrant and so full of butter and fruit that you really don't need anything. And if you just slice it, put it in the oven or under a grill for a couple of minutes, it becomes crispy, the whole house is smelling of butter, it's fantastic. And then you can put a little touch of Irish mist, Grand Marnier, Cointreau on top. And if you really want to go in the indulgence path, then you can put a lovely bowl of vanilla ice cream on top. It's the best dessert in the world. I know you guys, some of the Irish chefs now are using panettone to do bread and butter pudding. It's fantastic, but it's so rich. Panettone is rich by itself. By doing the bread and butter pudding, you're adding cream and eggs, and the whole thing becomes like a brick on your stomach. I don't think that's right. The castrated cock. It's hard to buy a real one. It's very, very expensive. And the traditional way is to boil it, not to roast it. Obviously, it's very good roasted, but my mother always boiled it and served with mostarda fruit, you know, the spicy fruit. Mostarda fruit is basically fruit that is cooked in mustard seeds, wine, and there's so many different ingredients. The recipe is quite secret. It comes from Cremona, which is halfway between Milan and Verona. Some of the fruits are very, very spicy. But again, traditionally, mostarda fruit was only for Christmas. I don't know the actual factory, what they did the rest of the year, you know. But now it's gone so commercially that it's 12 months in the year. And it's absurd that we're eating mostarda fruit in Italy, sometimes in Liguria or by the Riviera, sitting in 30, 35 degrees when it was designed to be a winter warming spice to add to meat, to take the fat off. But anyway, capone was beautiful dish. And yeah, well, there was either capone or goose or duck, you know, my family relations at the farm. So we always got chicken that you could shake it as many times as you wanted, the meat did not come off. And the eggs were naturally yellow, not because of some coloring in the food. You know, although we lived in a small city, all my relations were farmers outside of the city, so we always got some fantastic produce. But this is still very much alive in Italy today, very, very much. Searching for the genuine food, you know.
How long is two carbonara? 3 6 0.
Giorgio Cassari on Italian preparations for this evening's Epifania. And by the way, technically nobody on this island need fear a visit from the Bufana, as she only operates over Italian airspace.